Our next speaker is Sam Kellogg, sociology anthropology major from Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay. Beautiful. All right. First of all, I'm really excited to be here just to share my thoughts. And I wanted to also thank Jennifer Hubbard, give her a shout out for nominating me, which I'm very thankful for. Okay. So graduation. Well. We put a lot of emphasis on events like graduations. And as a student of humanity and that beautiful art we call narrative, I situate myself here and now within a story. When we tell the stories of our lives to friends, parents and grandparents, children and grandchildren, for most of us, graduation today will be a punctuation mark, a moment of transition, a little semicolon, a comma, a period, an exclamation point. When we write the next sentence in our stories, the next bar of music in our symphonies, the next line of code in our futures, the punctuation mark we're writing right now, it's gonna linger double bold, underlined, size 48 in bright orange on the page. And if for the moment that punctuation mark looks a little more like a question mark than an exclamation point, so much the better. Like, that's a good story. I can't wait to see what happens next. The other day, I was speaking with the principal of my high school, and he asked me, Sam, how would you define the average Lewis and Clark student? Average Lewis and Clark student, that's something of an oxymoron, isn't that? And I got to thinking about what it is that brought us all here now to share in this moment. And looking out to all now in your silly hats, surrounded by the family and friends who have grown to love you, the teachers and mentors that have watched you blossom into the beautiful, confident, creative, sexy people you are today, I see nothing but pride and admiration. And let me say, it's gorgeous. But what does this elusive creature, the average Lewis and Clark student, look like? In her natural habitat, where does he live? What has she accomplished? Where will he go next, herbivore or carnivore? Like, I'm pretty sure that most of us here are mammals, but as a student of the liberal arts, taught to question everything, I don't want to make that assumption. I think back on my own story, to my semester studying abroad in Havana, Cuba last spring. I was doing research for my thesis with a group of dissident bloggers and hackers. I was recording interviews, I was swapping banned files on USB drives. When I arrived here, I hardly spoke a word of Spanish. And in that regard, almost everyone on my trip was the same, but that's where the similarities ended. Y claro que ahora, todos nosotros hablamos bien. I think back farther to a talk I had with a friend during one of my first days here in Portland. Isn't it strange, he said, isn't it weird? Everybody here seems to be doing something different. And whatever that is, they're just so passionate about it. Like, they can't stop talking about it. It's just pouring out of them. I think there's a grain of truth to that. I look out and I see people from every corner of the globe, from all walks of life, and every one of us is doing something different. Whether that's throwing yourself headfirst into a new language because you're a total nerd and you want to know what's going on behind the scenes of Cuban cyber activism, or you just need to spend another hour in the lab because you want to understand what it is that makes those cells do what they do, or you just got to spend another hour in the music building because you got to learn how to get the notes that are running through your head down on a piece of paper. I think that perhaps it's most accurate to say that the typical Lewis and Clark student is exactly the opposite of average. That this passion my friend spoke of, that makes each one of us go in different directions, that it's that passion that has led us all here today. For as students of the liberal arts, we value a healthy general education, but each and every one of us has made it our own. Family members and friends, thank you for coming and welcome. Let me tell you how people introduce each other here. As students, we don't say, hey, this is Sam. He's a sociology major from Rhode Island. Nah. We say, hey, man, you gotta meet this girl. She's the most incredible kayaker, and I'm pretty sure one day she's gonna be the president of the United States. We say, man, you should really meet this guy. First of all, he's a drummer, he'll melt your face off. But also, man, he can cook. Like, I'm pretty sure he's gonna open up the best restaurant west of the Mississippi one day. We say, man, I understand why you feel that way, but you gotta talk to this friend I know. Man, he's an activist and a scholar, and he will move you. Can we develop a taxonomy of the Lewis and Clark student? I look out now, I see athletes who have made me scream till my voice was hoarse, mathematicians and scientists who have frankly terrified me with their brilliance, actors, poets, artists, and musicians who have made me laugh like a kookaburra, dance like a dolphin, and cry like a little baby seal pup out on the ice, all in one sitting. Let's be honest, we're all kind of a bunch of weirdos and misfits, but we got fire in our bellies. We don't like boxes. And when we get an idea, when inspiration strikes, and sometimes it strikes too often, we dive in. I don't think that that's quite the same thing as what the workplace will tell you is determination or focus. Nah, this is something else. I look around and I see 444 different stories, 444 different dreams with punctuation marks in every color of the rainbow, in every conviction, in every language. I think that what we all share is just that willingness to dive in. I think what I mean to say is I came to Lewis and Clark, found two things that don't always go together. Open minds and open hearts. I gotta get a little sensitive. But man, this is such a good story. I can't wait to see what happens next for each and every one of you. And it's been real exciting up till now, and we can all reminisce a lot, and we have been. We've received a lot of sage wisdom about the future today, and that'll come. Let's take a moment for ourselves right now. Be here and now amongst these people who care so much and soak it in. Feel that silly hat on your head. The sun on your neck. The smiles of the people all around you. Graduation. How's it feel? Thank you.